USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
There's a plan in place for the cruise ship carrying coronavirus passengers off the coast of California. The vessel will be docking in Oakland Monday. Folks on board will be taken to military bases across the country to be tested and possibly quarantined for up to 2 weeks. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says 34 people from his state will be flown to Dobbins Air Base in Cobb County, Georgia, along with other passengers who live along the East Coast. President Trump asked by a reporter in Florida if he will continue to hold his huge COG, Keep America Great rallies. The president saying,
"We have tremendous rallies and we're doing very well and we've done a fantastic job with respect to that subject, coronavirus."
President Trump also saying other countries cooperating.
"We've had tremendous cooperation with other countries and all over the world."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past 3 decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
Tuesday, the next big date for Democrats, 352 delegates up for grabs in 6 states holding primaries, with the most in Michigan. The other states in play, Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota, Idaho, and Washington State. The very latest now on the race from USA Radio's Chris Barnes in Washington, D.C.
Michigan is the most delegate-rich of the states holding primaries on Tuesday, and Sanders needs a win in Michigan to stay competitive with frontrunner Joe Biden in the Democratic race. Campaigning in Dearborn, Sanders vowed to increase Democratic turnout by drawing younger voters and minorities.
"Donald Trump will be defeated because the American people, no matter what their political view may be, understand we cannot have a pathological liar in the White House."
Sanders reportedly canceled plans to campaign in Mississippi over the weekend so he could focus on Michigan. I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A funeral service for a fallen police officer in Hawaii, USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
There was a big turnout to give one final salute to fallen Honolulu police officer Kauliki Kalama.
"This is the final summons for Officer Kauliki Kalama, who gave his life in order to protect people in life of danger. For your commitment and dedication to public service.
He was shot and killed in the line of duty in January, along with Officer Tiffany Enriquez in Waikiki. Both officers were shot as they tried to help a woman who'd been stabbed in the leg. A fire caught and spread, destroying 7 homes in the neighborhood. Kalama had been on the force for 9 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And Rosie the Riveter has died, USA Radio's John Hunt reports.
The character of Rosie the Riveter holds an iconic place in U.S. culture and embodies the can-do spirit of the American woman during World War II. Rosalind Walter, the inspiration behind the symbol, died in Manhattan at the age of 95. Walter was just 19 when she volunteered to take a night shift position on an assembly line. After being profiled in a local newspaper in 1942, songwriters Red Evans and Jacob Loeb penned the tune Rosie the Riveter and cemented Walter's place in American history. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.